We're discussing the issue of yortzeit. If someone passes away on a adar pshuta, a regular year, and now it's a leap year, so it's a discussion which adar do they observe. So according to the Ramah, adar rishon is the ikar, and according to the Machaber, adar sheni is the ikar, and someone will learn it's based on the Gemara and the Nedarim. When someone takes a neder, they're not going to eat something until Adar. French fries, chips, ice cream, whatever it may be. So do you mean Adar Aleph or Adar Beis? That's a machlokas in the Gemara. Whether it means Adar Aleph, Adar Beis. And the issue is whether you follow Lashem B'nei Adam or not. Whether you follow the language of Neder is Lashem Ne'adam. What does the person mean? So that's a debate. So some say it means Adar Aleph. Some say it means Adar Sheni. So if so we follow Lashem Ne'adam by Shtaris and the Derm. So Halacha, what we do is we write Adar Aleph and Adar Sheni. We spell it out. So that's what some want to say. That's the Machok. It's the Machaber Ramah. So therefore, and Rama writes, and therefore Yesh Machrir and to keep both, because maybe no one really sure what Lashem B'nei Adam means. And the Vilna Gaon had a different pshat that the Torah is Vadai, that both days are Adar. It's just an issue of which is, because the Gemara entertains reading the Megillah on Adar Rishon, based on Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvah. And the reason they say Adar Sheni is to have Purim next to Pesach, not because it's not Adar Aleph. So, according to the Vilna Gaon, in the case where you die in Adar Pshuta, now it's a yortzeit, so you have to keep both days Petores Vaday. That's the Machokes Machaber Ramah. However, interesting, by a Bar Mitzvah, all agree, even the Ramah agrees, that Adar Sheni is the Iker. So the question is, Bishlama or Machaber, everything's Adar Sheni. Megillah, Yortzeit, Bar Mitzvah. But according to the Ramah, why is it that it by a Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah, it's Adar Sheni? So that's how some stipe or others want to explain that perhaps by a Yortzeit, it's a din on a calendaric day. So it's different days of Adar. But by Bar Mitzvah, by becoming a Gadol, Gadola, that's a din in Godless. That's a din in, let's say, you have to end going into the 13th year, if you're a male going into the 14th year, you need a full year. So therefore, like by Avelis is a din of Yud Beis Chodesh and Kaddish 11 months. But by Yud Beis Chodesh, you have to follow everything. So therefore, you go ahead and you follow. When it comes to Godless, Yud Gimel Shana, Yud Beis Shana, you need the full year. And therefore, we have to be Machmir and wait to Adar Sheni. And that's why, in fact, that's how I think that Tzitz Eliezer, others discuss it, Rabbi Willig, about, we know there's a minhag of putting on, for a Bar Mitzvah boy, the different, you have to put on tefillin when you become Bar Mitzvah. But there's a minhag about different minhag about a month, 30 days before. So the question is, where's that minhag? Why 30 days before? Why not 2 weeks? Why not 6 weeks? So the Mefarshim say, because why? Because the issue is, let's say, it's all done for this year. So let's say you're not going to get Bar Mitzvah to Adar Sheni. But really, maybe Adar Aleph is really when you turn 13. So wearing tefillin is a din d'oraisa. So it's a suffix on a din d'oraisa. So therefore, the minhag developed, and just in case, so when it's Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, we put on tefillin on Adar Rishon a month before, so therefore we cover ourselves that maybe it's time, maybe that, just in case it was Adar Aleph. And that's how they point out, and that's the minhag in general. We put it really 30 days before, really, I mean, it's a nice minhag, but it's only a minhag and you don't really have to put on. But over here, the minhag developed because in Adar Rishon, Yadavka have to put on at least misafik, so therefore, hence the minhag of 30 days. And one last question that comes up is, it's a famous trivia question, how do you have, usually, whoever is born first gets Bar Mitzvah first. How could you have a Hechad Timsa scenario where the person's born first, but the bar mitzvah is second? So let's say someone's born on an Iber Yah. So let's say someone's born Chav Ches Adar Aleph, and another person's born Gimel Adar Sheni, the third of Adar Sheni. So I didn't leap year, so obviously Chav Ches Adar Aleph is going to get bar mitzvah before Gimel Adar Sheni. However, let's say it's not a leap year. Let's say you're born in a leap year, but the bar mitzvah is not. I'm not sure what the cycle is, whether it comes out every 13 years, but let's assume it doesn't, so it would come out. The one who was born on Gimel Adar Sheni will have the bar mitzvah on Gimel Adar. But the one who was born on Adar Rishon, Chav Ches, well, we'll have to wait to Chav Ches Adar Sheni. That's the trivia riddle they give. When is a case where a person's born first, but they have the bar mitzvah second.